Morning. It's Thursday, October the 8th, 2020, 8:48 a.m. A lot of eights in there today. Yeah, I've got a dental appointment at 10, so I'm trying to get the walk in before I lose track of the day altogether. It's a chilly morning. I like chilly mornings. Missed the last few days. I had big plans for yesterday morning, and then the workman came to do the work on the house yesterday, and then before I knew it, the morning was gone. That's it for business for the day. But today's dentist day, so today is going to be just today. I did get the edits back for Dark Knight Station. I haven't spent a lot of time with them. I'd forgotten how long a book is. It's about twice as long as Quarter Share. Not quite twice as long, but almost. So, paperback on that's going to be expensive. I haven't done anything with paperbacks. I got to get paperbacks done. Today's the 8th. Let's see if I can get paperbacks done by the 15th. So I can notify the mailing list that the paperbacks are up. Oh, I'm having itchy eye problem again. I suspect it has something to do with all the smoke. There's a fair amount of smoke in the air. Lady with a dog up ahead of me here. Dog hasn't noticed me yet. I've slowed down a little bit. They're walking a little bit faster than I am. They're gonna stop and sniff the bush here. Morning.
Morning. Just gotta find the right spot.
I understand. Thank you. All right, here we go. Pick up the pace again here. Oh. So yeah, the last few days I haven't been walking. Just sort of been lumping, wandering the wasteland. I started a new character a few days ago. Well, a couple weeks ago now. I was interested in how other people set up their characters. And they always seem so odd to me. It's like, how can you do this if you don't upgrade your weapons? Well, you have to find them. You have to find better weapons and then mix and match the parts to put them together. Which works. It's not as convenient, but it works well enough. I think it's like anything, it works well enough. The game is pretty well balanced, so if you commit to a particular strategy, then that strategy will show you through, see you through. So I've got a character with almost no intelligence, almost no endurance. Almost no perception. But very high strength, very high agility, which makes it interesting character. I was wondering there's this the Vault-Tec assisted targeting system that everybody talks about, VATS, V-A-T-S. And I'm like, why do people use VATS? Because the targeting is terrible. Targeting is terrible. And yeah, it is. The targeting is terrible. So you end up doing a lot of manual shooting. But for melee, I've got a big damn knife. For melee, it works pretty good. So a few days ago, I got my latest character up to 199. I just couldn't see playing it through for the next half a level. And I started this new character using one of the canned character builds. It's pretty interesting. Intelligence is very low, which makes a whole line of stuff pretty much inaccessible to me until I get high enough that I can invest points. And intelligence. But character is doing really, really well. And so I've added a few points into strength to take some of the strength perks. It's interesting, the story that I tell myself about the character while they're playing. Come on up on it, get ready. Stay with me. One post. Okay. So, a lot like EVE Online, a lot like... Well, it's a lot like Minecraft. Just with more shooting. And it's a Bethesda game, so it's a lot like Skyrim. But I'm still playing vanilla. There are a lot of mods available for it, but I'm still playing vanilla. Which is an interesting challenge in survival mode. Also, was doing some research and discovered that 100 is only about halfway. It's a little less than halfway. There's no level cap. You can keep leveling as long as you can keep turning in missions and killing things and building things. And so there's no level cap. But at 258. I think that was it. That's enough levels to earn, to take every characteristic up to 10 and earn every perk in each level. So that's pretty much, you've done all you can do in terms of your character, and after that it's just running around killing things. But because it's a Bethesda game, it's interesting that when you start at level 1, most of the things that you go up against are scaled to you for your level. So the early game NPCs are early game NPCs. And if you're running those same early game NPCs later, when you hit like level 10, then they're harder. Because you're harder. I've noticed I've started getting a lot of one of the bad guys are super mutants. Yeah, it's just regular super mutants, super mutant. Which are a challenge at level 1. They're a challenge at level 5. They become less of a challenge at level 10. And then you start seeing skirmishers and butchers and overlords and masters, and I'm seeing a lot of overlords and masters now. This character's level 70. What am I reading? Still reading Glenn Stewart. What is it? It's a new series. new to me. I don't think it's a new series to him. It's a new series to me. Or does it just see something? It's not Constitution. What is it? It's Conviction. Yes, I had to look it up because otherwise it was going to drive me crazy. It's a pretty interesting setup. It's a classic military science fiction. Still looking for new authors. I can't find new authors anymore. I'm not exactly sure what my problem is. I still talk to a lot of authors online, and I can't read your stuff. I got a lot of samples. I've got through a whole lot of samples. It's time to start sampling again. My sample list has shrunk down. I'm just sort of taking the default, the least restrictive path. Dentist. This is a good dentist. I like this guy. He's very good. He's very thorough. He's a young guy. He and his high school buddy went to dental school together, and now they're finally opening their own practice together. They each had individual practices, and they finally merged them. So he's a cool guy. He's got his hygienists are very good. They're very, very conscious of keeping me comfortable. They do a good job at it. And the cleanings are, the last cleaning was, they've stopped doing a lot of this stuff that puts a lot of aerosol in the air. They stopped doing a lot of water spraying. They stopped doing a lot of, they used a high-speed water jet to flake off plaque and stuff, and they stopped using that. I think it's because it fogs up their face shields. They all wear face shields now. So they're good people. I don't mind going. I do mind going, but I know that they'll make it as comfortable for me as possible. At any rate, I'm here. I'm at the back gate. tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.